Okay, let's move to the regular agenda. Item 961 is a proclamation.
Proclaim September 19, 2015 to be Distraction-Free Driving Awareness Day in Portland.
Commissioner Novick.
Mayor, we're bringing this proclamation today to elevate the conversation about distracted driving. Portland is a Vision Zero city, and we committed to eliminating serious and fatal traffic collisions. As part of that effort, we want to take this opportunity to proclaim September 19th as Distraction-Free Driving Awareness Day. This agenda item, I'd like to invite up Rick Roach, who is the Statewide Director of External Affairs for AT&T, who can speak to the work they are doing to elevate the conversation about distracted driving. AT&T has been engaged in a national campaign to eliminate distracted driving through public service announcements and engaging local, state, and the federal government on this issue. We as a city share their interest in making sure cellular technology is used appropriately and not while operating a motor vehicle. We encourage everyone to take the It Can Wait pledge to not text while driving, and I will turn it over to Rich for some remarks.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. My name is Rich Roach with AT&T, Director of External Affairs. And thank you for your efforts to raise the awareness of the hazards of distracted driving for proclaiming September 19th Awareness Day. Each year, more than 2,000 people are involved in accidents due to texting when driving. AT&T is working hard to raise the awareness about the dangers of texting and driving and encouraging people to make a personal commitment to never text and drive. It's part of our It Can Wait campaign because there's not a text message, a social media post, or internet search that can't wait. We appreciate all of your efforts in making this proclamation. You're providing leadership on a very important issue to our community. I encourage you all to visit our itcanwait.com website, It Can Wait, all one word, and take the pledge not to text and drive. And if you're an AT&T subscriber, please consider downloading the Drive Mode app that helps you avoid the temptation of responding to the text that comes in when you're driving. That little ding and you keep on looking over at your phone, this is a motion-sensitive app, so once your car starts moving, that dinging stops and the person who's sending you a message does get an indication that you're driving and you will get back to them. I encourage you to do that also.
Could you tell us again where we find that on the App Store and how we...
Just go to an App Store and put in Drive Mode, and it's the AT&T app. It's a great app.
And it's free.
Yes. Free is good.
That's great. I hadn't heard about that either.
Yeah, a lot of people have it, and I think it's something that really helps.
Can I make just a modest, humble suggestion?
Yes.
As an AT&T customer... you guys are very good at sending me text messages to remind me to pay my bill,
mm-hmm.
and other kinds of communications. I think you should make a big deal about this because I, for one, was not aware that there was such an app, and I think that's exactly the kind of tool that would be helpful in reminding people that they can't drive and use their phone.
No, I think that's a great idea, and I'll carry it back. Thank you very much. And please remember, probably the strongest message each of us can make to our family members, to our friends and anybody out there, is not to text and drive ourselves. If we set that model, people won't. As much as I nag my daughters who are in college about not texting and driving, all that goes away as soon as they see me texting and driving. I think we can be a role model for our families, for our friends, by not texting. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for all your work in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much for being here. Steve, you have a proclamation to read?
We do. Whereas the City of Portland holds the health and safety of its citizens as a paramount priority, and whereas Portland is a Vision Zero city, and whereas traffic collisions are preventable and there are actions we can all take to reduce and eliminate traffic fatalities and collisions, and whereas distracted driving occurs when drivers engage in activities that divert their attention from the road, and whereas the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that each day more than 9 people are killed and over 1,153 people are injured in crashes that involve a distracted driver, and whereas 60% of Oregonians use a smartphone, and whereas 70% of Americans admit to using their smartphone while driving to text, check email, access social media, and use their photo and video tools, and whereas the Oregon legislature has taken significant steps over the past 5 years to prohibit and discourage the use of handheld devices while driving, such as passing House Bill 2377 in 2009, House Bill 3186 in 2011, and Senate Bill 9 in 2013, Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim September 19th, 2015, to be Distraction-Free Driving Awareness Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe the importance of this day.
Thank you very much.
I was reminded, one other part, thank you very much to your staff, because we do have a PSA about no texting with driving, if it'd be okay.
Oh, yes, please. We'd love to see it. Carla will help you.
Sorry about that.
With that running, that's no, that's fine.
I think this is the AT&T Pebble Beach.
I feel so fortunate to be out on the tour. The only downside is being away from my friends and family. So I don't know what I'd do without my phone. I use it to stay connected. I use it to remind me of what really matters most. That's why sometimes I don't use it at all.
Excellent.
And thank you. Just a reminder, the app is a wonderful application. Another application that is even simpler is your glove box or turning your phone off.
Thank you very much. That's excellent.
Where I find that app.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner. That's a great presentation. Okay.